if any man would come after me, if any man would look to Jesus, would follow Jesus, if any man would call himself Christian, if any man would dare to partake of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, the eternal food from heaven, then let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Last week, we spoke about the power and the meaning of words, how sometimes the true meaning of a word can escape us, or how the biblical meaning of a word is just a little bit different than it is today, because it was not the originally, because again, we're listening to it in English, which is not the original language, so there's different meanings of words. But also, over time, words tend to change, their meanings change, or worse, words can be hijacked, and the meaning can be completely contrary now to what it truly is and truly intent is. But one word that has lost some of its original meaning is the word cross. Now, this word is almost completely tied to Jesus Christ and his crucifixion. For Christians, the word cross now signifies sacrifice and the victory over death, the victory over Satan. For us now, the word cross is a symbol for joy and salvation. So now, when we read this passage in Mark, we are told that we too should take up our cross, or that we too should voluntarily accept a gruesome, violent, and prolonged execution. But why? Because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, said, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself, voluntarily take up his gruesome, violent, and prolonged execution, and follow me. Is this what we want to hear? Is this what we want to be told? That in order to follow Jesus Christ, that we too should allow ourselves to be violently executed? Right after, Jesus tells his disciples that if they eat his flesh and drink his blood, they will have eternal life. Many of his disciples drew back and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, will you also go away? But the 12 were not as shocked. They were not cowering because of Jesus' discomforting words. And why not? Because the 12 knew. The 12 experienced. The 12 were completely convinced that Jesus Christ is the Son of God because of all of the miracles and healings they were witness to. The 12 replied, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know without a doubt that you are the Holy One of God. When we are convinced of Jesus' saving actions and that he has truly performed miracles and healings, and that he has indeed risen from the dead, then why would we not also trust him when he says, whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it? When we take up our cross, our gruesome, violent, and prolonged execution, because we want to walk with and follow Jesus, we will in turn allow ourselves to be saved by him, and we will live forever. This execution that we are contemplating taking up, it can be many things, but it is always a dying to ourselves. Now, the opposite of taking is to give. And the opposite of the prideful act of the devil to want to take for himself the power and prominence of the Holy Trinity, the opposite of that is the voluntary offering of self for the service of others, so that others may partake of salvation, so that others may partake of deification, so that others, not ourselves, can move closer to God and be united with Him. The aspects of our lives that are preventing us from being this catalyst for others, these are the things that need to die. These are the chains that need to be loosed in order for us to be freed and live. Because when we cling to these chains of sin, to these vanities and lusts, when we search out the whole world to fulfill us, then we will lose our eternal life, and Jesus Christ will be ashamed of us when he will come in his glory, in his triumphant purity at the end of this age. So, let us go after Jesus Christ. Let us run behind him, trying to catch up, hang on his every word, watch his every action, witness his miracles, die with him on the cross, so that we too can rise with him and never taste death. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ.